Hey guys, I just want to tell you about the new Autograph app. One, now it's everywhere. If you're an Apple user, if you're a Samsung user, all available for you. Now it's just not only Michigan. It covers, I think, almost every college football team in the NCAA. So if you had this for March Madness, you would have been loving it. Also now the NBA is involved. So now you can get all your NBA teams and follow them, earn points, earn chances at more important like ticket drops. I mean, to give you an example, coming up soon, they have a thing where they're going to have a raffle for people to get $8 tickets for the Michigan-Texas game. And not even in nosebleeds, like row 6. These tickets could be like $200, dude. It's unbelievable. And that right there, everybody should just be like, well, how do I sign up for this app? Because if you can get $8 tickets or even have a chance at $8 tickets to the Michigan-Texas game, it's worth a downloading a free app, for God's sakes. You know, anything. If you love the NBA, if you love college football, basketball, it's all there now. Soon, I would assume the NFL is soon to follow. I mean, great things. I mean, I was offered a deal to where you could get tickets to a pregame party for the LA Bowl, where Gronk was going to be there and a whole bunch of stuff, just because I'm an Autograph user. This isn't even being a sponsor. Like, this wasn't even because they work with me on this. They're going to give me a chance. This was something that was open to everyone. That's just some of the cool stuff that Autograph does. So I'm telling you guys, please check it out. And when you download it, just do me a favor, since I'm hyping it up, just go ahead and in the referral code, put MF Rants. MF Rants. Boom. Done. Taken care of. Thank you guys. It would be great. I really truly appreciate it. Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is the spring game edition. So without ado, let's get moving. I'm pretty excited about this year. I'm not really quite sure why. I mean, obviously I know why, right? It's going to be televised. I believe it's on Fox. There's a few questions out there, but what we're going to do tonight is we're going to talk about what I'm concerned about, what I'm looking for in the spring game, and then we're going to talk about a little bit about the transfer portal, and then we'll talk about the Donovan Jeter, Donovan Jeter Spring Hype Award. Now that happens every year, and I'm sure it's happened before Donovan Jeter was there, but tell me you guys don't remember. Every season, Donovan Jeter and Louis LaWange or whatever his name was. They're making strides. They're doing this. They're looking unstoppable, right? And I've got five candidates that I'm going to be watching throughout the season to see if they win this award, right? This isn't one that gets, you don't find a winner right off the bat. This is a season-long award, but we have our candidates right off, like, at the beginning, spring game level number one. So that's how we're going to go tonight. Could be a quick hitter, who knows, but also I'll have an episode after the spring game. It probably might be on Sunday, though. Saturday's going to be kind of an emotional day for me. It marks the 1 year where I witnessed my coworker getting crushed to death. So I'm not quite sure how I'm going to be feeling. It's a mixed bag of stuff. You know what I mean? I really don't know how I feel. So we'll see how that all goes. But anyways. First of all, let's get this right out. What is going on with Michigan and their coaches and their partying way too much? Like, what is going on here? Are they too cheap to provide a car service? Are you not getting paid enough to even get an Uber to take your ass home? Like, if you know that you are a coach in one of the most prestigious, let's face it, it's the only prestigious college in Michigan, right? I mean, there's Central, there's Eastern, there's Western, right? That's it. Those are the only real colleges they have in Michigan. I mean, I guess there's that community college State, but I mean, that's just for homeless people and weirdos. So I don't know if we really should count them. But anyways, if you are a part of Michigan and you're a coach or anybody, freaking Uber if you're going to party. If you're going out to hit on college kids or seeing the greatest twerking contest or whatever, a wet t-shirt contest, a Bible study, I don't care, whatever you're doing and you're going to get a little lit up, fucking Uber or get a car service. Get a limousine. Last time I checked, I don't think fucking Michigan coaches don't get paid well. So there's no excuse for this. This is embarrassing. Embarrassing, and I hope this isn't going to be red flags when it comes to the culture of what Michigan coaches are going to be in the Sharon Moore era. I hope that's not it, because right now it's not looking too good. In just the off season, one guy was here, what, a week? Shrugs and out. And then now, Shoelace? Shoelace? I mean, come on, man. What is going on with all this? So I'm very disappointed with all that right now, right? But let's get into brighter things. And the Michigan spring game will be televised. I believe it's on Fox. I could be wrong, so don't hold me to it. That's pretty exciting. That's big level stuff. What are we looking for? Well, I'll tell you what I'm looking for in this spring game, right? One, I want to see some of the most obvious stuff that every other podcast has said, right? I want to see the quarterbacks. I want to see if Alex Orji can actually pass the ball. Or are we going to attempt a rugby-type style of offense with him behind center, right? Because they say he can throw the ball. And I know last spring game, I saw him throw one hell of a ball to, I can't even remember who the wide receiver was. I want to say Frederick Moore, but I could be wrong. But other than that, I haven't seen him throw pass since. So if he's going to be our starting quarterback or is in the lead for it right now, we have to see if this man can throw the ball. And not the big gotcha plays, which, you know, would be awesome, but the 5, the 10-yard, the, you know, the little dink and dunk passes, the outs, all the ones that will end a drive on a 3rd and 4, then prolong a drive, right? Like, we need to know he can do that stuff. So I'm worried about that. That's what I want to see. I want to see cornerback number 2. I want to see who steps up. Is it Waller? Is it Hill? Is it somebody that comes out of nowhere, right? I want to see that. I want to see what they're doing. Is it Amari Walker from last year, or is it Josh Wallace? That's what I'm curious about, right? Because we already know CB1 is good. I'm kind of curious to see what Zeke Berry does, right? I want to see how the safeties play. I just want to see that. I want to see I want to see the 2 deep on running back. Now, when I say 2 deep, I'm not talking about, what's his name? Goodness, I'm sorry. It's been a stressful week. I can't even remember his name. Not Hassan Haskins. Oh, my goodness. Anyways, you know, the guy who fumbled the ball on the one against TCU. That one. I'm not talking about him and Edwards, right? I am talking about who, so I guess the 3 deep, is that a thing? I want to see who that is. Benjamin Hall. We've got a ton of different running backs, that I want to see if this Cole Cabana is everything they say he is. If he's really just going to be a flash in the pan before he can even be a flash in the pan. I'm very curious about all that. I want to see how that plays out. Because I don't think we're going to see much of Dono. And I don't think we're going to see much of... And I'm going to kick myself because I can't believe... I can't remember this kid's name. Duh! Anyways, I know people are screaming at their phones right now. It's this person! Anyways. Oh, God, it's killing me. Have you ever had that where it's right on the tip of your tongue and you just can't say it? Oh, well. Anyways, who cares? I want to see what that's like, right? I want to see, do we even have wide receivers on this team? I mean, I know we have Samaj Morgan, and I love the kid. And we have Tyler Morris. I got that one. Tyler Morris, I want to see if he can do something. I think he's on the verge of maybe having a breakout season because he did look impressive in the one pass that he had against Alabama. But because it's Alabama and he was able to outrun some major NFL talent in that backfield, that impresses me. So I want to see what he can do now with an offseason. What maybe he's something, you know. So I'm curious about that. Now, transfer portal, we'll dip into a little bit right now. Christian Dixon... predictably goes into the transfer portal. I mean, he had just moved to cornerback right before spring practice. So I guess that's not going well, right? So I guess he's just going to bust out, which, God bless him. I mean, I wish him all the luck in the world wherever he goes. Frederick Moore? Not Frederick Moore. Was it Frederick Moore? But somebody else... left in the portal. I think it's Frederick Moore. Oh, well, I can't remember now. I wrote it down, and for the life of me, I don't know where the hell I put it. Anyways, in the transfer portal, I know it's not him, but it's somebody. God, this is going to be a crappy episode. You can tell I'm rusty, right? I'm totally rusty. It's been a while, so I apologize. I'll get better. I guarantee the one on Saturday or Sunday will be much better than this one. So right now we've already been hit in the wide receiver group when we don't already have a sparkling example of great wide receivers. You know, the stable is poor. Our pimp hand ain't strong in the wide receiver group. You know what I mean? Like I don't know what's going on there. So I'm very curious to see that. Is Peyton O'Leary going to be the guy? You know what I mean? Like, you know, is he even going to play with such a weak room? Maybe he shows up. Who knows? So I'm curious about that. But also what I'm very curious about is I want to see how Kirk Campbell calls plays. I want to see the aggressiveness in the play calling in the spring game. I'm very curious about that. I have a really good feeling about Campbell, and I think our offense, if we get the right quarterback, can be very aggressive passing the ball this season. I really do believe it. If we get the right quarterback. So that makes me nervous, right? So all that, I'm very curious to see what's going on. Defense, I don't think there's much really to worry about. I think it's very solid. All the starters are going to be good. I guess you could say, well, who's going to be the third linebacker if you're talking about, you know, Hausman and Barnum? Is it going to be Rolder? Is it going to be somebody else that, you know, like Jaden Hood? I believe he's the linebacker. TJ Guy. Like, who is it going to be? Is there going to be another person step up? Because there's going to have to be. You know, you have to at least have three, right? Three pretty good, just for the rotation of it all. You know, you hope for that. Don't know. Cornerback number two, CB2, I'm kind of worried about, like we just touched on. Other than that, though, I don't think there's much to worry about. Let's see here. Oh, a funny, little bit of funniness that I... just found out about. This goes to show you how weak and how embarrassing the NCAA really is. Is last season they threatened to suspend Harbaugh if Harbaugh's lawyer didn't stop making memes making fun of the NCAA. And in true, like, weak man fashion, when Mars Harbaugh's lawyer didn't stop making fun of them, they did nothing. And, I mean, It's laughable at this point. Why is the NCAA even a thing? It's embarrassing. I mean, the Burger Gate came down. It was a couple slaps on the wrists. Who knows what sign gate or sign stealing gate will be. I mean, that probably won't happen for another couple years anyways. So they're a joke. Absolute joke. A lawyer's making memes, and you guys get so butthurt about it that you threaten to get the coach, his client, suspended. How embarrassing are you as a, like, just a company, a corporation, a group, whatever, an association? It is just embarrassing that you get that butthurt over something. And even when you make the threat, nothing. Nobody respects you. I mean, it's a real Joe Biden move, if you ask me. Now, listen, I'm not going to get into politics here, but come on, we can all admit. Yeah. RFK all the way. Anyways, now let's touch into the transfer portal. I have two suggestions, right? Now, one of them's silly, and one of them is actually legit. And I was combing through the transfer portal, and I think the big one's happening soon, right? But what I've noticed that has come out lately is, one, there is a transfer portal person from El Paso, a wide receiver. See, I looked at quarterback. There's not a good quarterback out there right now. Not one. So when the transfer portal opens or whatever this day, it's supposed to be like tomorrow, I think. So when that opens, maybe some big names pop out. But for right now, this is what we're stuck with. No great quarterbacks. But wide receiver, there's one out of El Paso. Very familiar name. Dead ringer for a player. Ex-player. One, Kyle McNamara. Looks exactly like his brother, by the way. Bring him in. Maybe, just maybe, a McNamara can be successful at Michigan. Well, I guess, you know, Cade was pretty successful for one season. But if we can even get, like, wide receiver, like, production out of Kyle that we got out of Cade in 2021, I think it would be worth going after it. I don't know. I don't even know if he's good. I think it's that's the silly one. Just to have a McNamara at wide receiver, it tickles me for some reason. I would love to see that, actually. To be quite honest with you, I would love to see that happen. Then two, the one that I really think that could add to the wide receiver room is Keandre Lambert-Smith, the wide receiver from Penn State. He's in the transfer portal right now. Not a lot of people have been talking about it, so I don't know if, like, he was picked up. But from what I looked at in 24/7 transfer portal, it looks like he's still open. I would love to see that kid come to Michigan. Speedy. He matches kind of what the overall height and overall body type of what Michigan's wide receivers are right now. He's 6'1", 185, so solid. I mean, pretty decent-sized kid, right? Last year had 53 receptions for 673 yards receiving and 4 touchdowns. I think that could be interesting. I think because against Ohio State, I want to say, he had one or two touchdowns. He took the top right off that defense. I believe that was him. Also against, God, there was another team I watched him play against that he had a pretty good game. I like his speed because I don't think we necessarily have a real burner. I mean, I know Samaj Morgan's pretty fast, but I don't know if you would call him the fastest person. You know, he's no Roman Wilson, right? So I think that kind of gives us a Roman Wilson type back in the offense, which I wouldn't be too ashamed of. I kind of like that. It makes, you know, it's interesting. So I think that would be a nice pickup that we could get. But other than that, there's nothing. I mean, really nothing in the areas that or name appeal, big name appeal, right? Because obviously, I mean, there's like three or four stars from people who are leaving Alabama or Georgia or wherever, good colleges. So you're like, well, maybe are they good? Or just because they were a four-star, do they suck? I mean, what's their, are they head cases? You know, whatever. But getting into it, I want to finish off with this. This is a season award, but I'm going to introduce the candidates starting now. It is the Donovan Jeter Spring Hype Award. And I mean, if you are a Michigan fan, you know in the Harbaugh era that every offseason, Luigi Villain and Donovan Jeter were always talked about as, oh my God, they're beasts. They're finally figuring it out. Donovan Jeter might be the most unstoppable tight defensive tackle Michigan's ever had. And then he comes out and does dick nothing all season long. Right? Now, I am going to give you the overhyped candidates in this category. Now, I don't know. Now, some of them may annoy you. Some of them, you may be like, oh, okay, maybe you could. But here we go. Number one, Frederick Moore. Anytime anybody talks about a wide receiver doing something, I hear about this Frederick Moore. Don't know. Could be. I mean, the Amari and Walker comparison, the freak, this, that. Oh, he's so amazing. Okay, Frederick Moore, we'll see. Don't know. Candidate number one. Number two, that Etta kid. That's a defensive tackle. Eno Etta, I think is his name. I could be pronouncing it completely wrong, so forgive me. Another, I mean, plays the position that Donovan Jeter played. His measurables are ridiculous. His height, his weight. He sounds like he could be an absolute beast. And everybody is talking and praising him, but we know nothing of him. Last year, I don't even know if he saw the field, right? Stinks. Literally stinks of Donovan Jeter. Peyton O'Leary. I was going to say Patrick O'Leary. Peyton O'Leary, same thing. Great. Oh, this guy can jump. This guy runs the greatest routes. Blah, blah, blah. Still, said that last year. Saw nothing of him. Same thing with this year. Hearing a lot about him. Probably going to look great in the spring game. But are we going to see anything of him in the season? Don't know. Now, here are two names. And I think one of them is a lock for this. Now, the Etta kid, I believe, is the defensive, like, front runner for this award, and the offensive front runner I'll get to in a minute. But the one that I'm just putting up there, just because for shits and giggles, basically, Donovan Edwards. Bigger, stronger, you know, gained 10 pounds. Everybody always gains 10 pounds over the off season. You know, Blake and you know, McCarthy, and they gained 10 pounds. They're looking great. As we all know, he would trip over his own feet. Big game. Listen, in big games, the kid showed up, right? Well, one big game, he showed up this season or last season. I would love it if he shows up and dominates. Like, if he can put six games like he had against Ohio State and Washington together. If he get like six or seven of those games this season and just have a, like, other really decent games, that would be phenomenal. I would love it. Love, love, love it. But last season, not impressive for 95% of the season. Now, I don't know why. Was he in his head? Was he not? Was he too? I mean, it looked to me he couldn't break through any type of leg tackle, arm tackle, nothing. And shoe tackle, I mean, nothing. Everything you touch him, he fell over. So I'm hoping and I'm praying that he really reaches his true potential this season. I mean, I love the kid. I mean, great person. Every time I hear him speak, I'm just like, God damn, that's a great kid. That is a great fucking kid. So I wish him all the luck in the world, right? But now, getting to the odds-on favorite for the offensive Donovan Jeter overhyped player of the year is Marlon Klein. Not heard from him all season last year, right? And obviously, when you have Barner, when you have Colson Loveland, you're not going to see the field much. So I get it. But the fastest straight line runner, the biggest, the strongest. Now listen, when you look at him, he is everything Hitler thought German men should be. That man is a specimen. I mean, go to his IG account and see how high he's jumped to catch this ball. I'm telling you, if he is everything they say he is, Michigan might be unstoppable, and who cares about the wide receiver room when you have what could be a great, well, obviously a great tight end in Colson Loveland. And then if Klein lives up to the hype, holy crap. Because he has the body style of an A.J. Barner, but he's faster. He jumps higher. He's got all the athleticism you need in an ideal, like, oh my God, if he lives up to it, we may not need wide receivers. We could go with a two tight end set, one wide receiver slot or whatever, and dominate. Who knows? But very excited to see what that is. But I think he's going to be the odds-on favorite to be the one that's kind of disappointing this year. Also, Ito Etta, also could be very disappointing. Never heard of either one of these guys all last year. But, you know, you never know. They could just come out of nowhere. The other one that I would throw in there would be TJ Guy. TJ Guy, dude, I've had your back for years. It's either shit or get off the pot now, dude. Seriously. You either have got to put it all together this season or I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But I have high hopes for you, man. I really hope you kill it. But that's where we're at. I don't know. That's going to be the show for tonight. A little bit rusty, you know. Taking a few months off from podcasting and kind of shows. But anyways, what else is kind of funny? I'm going to throw it out there. Ohio State is getting so much praise that Ryan Day may crack. Ryan Day may fumble everything up. He may screw it all. And this could be one of the most disappointing Ohio State teams to ever step onto a field because the head coach is going to fuck it up. I know they have Chip Kelly as their offensive coordinator. So if Ryan Day does Ryan Day it up, they could be saved. But I'll be honest, I'm not even making fun of this. It is true. I heard that Ryan Day does suffer from depression, and that's awful, right? And anybody who has it knows how bad it is. But what fucks with your head when you have depression is when you have somebody as capable or more capable than you in a role that you used to do. Now, if everything starts to not go so well right off the bat and Chip Kelly starts to get praise, watch Ryan Day tailspin. I'm just saying, I can see it happening. Now, listen, more than likely Ohio State's going to be undefeated going into playing Michigan at the end of the season, more than likely. But I'm telling you, there is a real chance that this team could be very disappointing this season, all solely based off of how Ryan Day handles this much pressure with this much talent, with Chip Kelly breathing down his neck, doing a job that Ryan Day used to do, which was call plays offensively. And as we saw, Ryan Day doesn't do too well when there's a lot of pressure on him. So I'm going to get out of here, guys. Thank you so much for listening. You know, we'll have a reaction episode to the spring game. And then I'll probably disappear again for a couple months, unless something crazy happens. And then I'll be right back. So thank you, guys. I'll truly love the support. And listen, it is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, guys, go blue.